For this visualization, it's best if you're sitting in a chair with your spine straight and your feet flat on the floor. Place your hands on your laps. Just let all the tension flow out of your body. Just feel the tension in your forehead, in your cheeks, in your jawbone. Let the jaw go slack. Pay attention to where your tongue is. Let the tension flow out of your neck, out of your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, through your wrists, into your fingers. Let them go slack. Now let the tension flow out of your chest, through your diaphragm, through your stomach, through your hips, down through your thighs, and your knees, your legs and your shins, through your ankles, and all the way onto the floor, and really feel the floor. And now pay attention to your breath, and breathe as if the breath is coming from the base of your spine on the in-breath, all the way up the outside of your spine, past your neck, to the crown of your head. And on the out-breath, breathe out as if the breath is going on the inside of your spine, from your crown all the way down to your coccyx, down to your bum bone. This is known as a circular breath. So on the in-breath, on the outside of your spine, on the out-breath, on the inside of your spine. Paying attention specifically to the still points between the breath, when the breath reaches the crown and when the breath reaches your coccyx. And now become aware of your thoughts. Most people, they're at the front of your brain, your outer cortex. If you put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, just imagine a point an inch up and 2 inches back. It's about 2 or 3 centimeters up, 3 to 5 centimeters back. Just let your thoughts float into the inside of your brain to this point, to the pineal gland, your third eye. And become an observer of your thoughts. From there, you can see the back of your eyeballs. And you can watch your thought processes as the thoughts come in. Now let your consciousness float right to the back of your brain, to a place known as the cerebellum. And as the breath comes past that point, pay particular attention now, for the next 7 breaths, to the thoughts that come in at that point. Now let your consciousness float round the back of your skull, to the top of your head, to the crown. And from there, you can look down past your pineal gland, past your third eye, past your throat chakra, past your heart chakra, past your solar plexus chakra, past your sacral chakra, all the way to the root. And as you breathe in, you can see your pranic tube becomes enlightened on each breath with a white light. You become an observer of your body. You become an observer of your chakra system. You can see how they're all connected, stacked upon each other, and how they all intercommunicate, both with themselves and with the outside void. Now let your consciousness float up another couple of inches, so it's now 2 inches, about 5 centimeters, above the top of your head. And from there, you can look around 360 degrees into the super consciousness. You can see the future, you can see the past, you can see the present. And from there you can connect with all other consciousnesses, including your own. Now be aware that just behind you are 2, 3, maybe more other presences. They've been with you some time, watching over you, guarding you, guiding you, pointing you in the right direction, making sure you get the right learnings, making sure you're protected, giving you wisdom, knowledge, experience. Turn around to face them and to thank them and to bring them nearer. They may greet you, they may give you a name. You may get an impression of their face, of their essence, and of why they come to help you at this time. Bring them nearer still now, so they, like you, are 2 inches just above your head. Notice now on each breath, as the breath approaches the crown, a little bit of these guides get sucked in through your crown into your body. This happens on each breath. More and more, your guides and you merge together. And the ethereal whispers that they've been giving to you all this time become louder, clearer. They become part of your own thought processes. The connection is instantaneous, it's bidirectional. It's a dialogue. Any question you have at all on any subject, you just need to ask that question and instantly you will get an answer which is erudite, accurate and contains all the information you need. You can ask questions day, night, and you can even ask for special dreams while you're asleep to inform you, to guide you, to lead you, to give you inspiration, to give you ideas, give you wisdom. So in the morning, you will awake armed with new experience, new knowledge for the day ahead. And on the next breaths, float back down past your crown chakra, back into the center of your brain, your pineal gland. And allow your consciousness to flood not only every neuron of your brain, but every cell of your body. And know now that you and your guides can go forward with a strong, permanent, healthy, and symbiotic connection.